In their YouTube video released Saturday, Ed and Polly Cassick sit side by side on a couch addressing both their son, Abdul Rahman, who changed his name from Peter after he converted to Islam, and their son's captors.
The driving force in our family has always been to serve others. Our son comes from two long lines of teachers and humanitarian workers. Our family deplores all human suffering and the loss of innocent life, no matter who is responsible.
The Cassicks said their son began his conversion to Islam before his capture a year ago in Syria, where he was working with a humanitarian organization he founded. They also say Abdul Rahman worked alongside Syrian Muslims and had come to admire them greatly. They shared a letter from him, sent in June, in which he said he was scared to die, but that, quote, "If I do die, I figure that at least you and I can seek refuge and comfort in knowing that I went out as a result of trying to alleviate suffering and helping those in need." 26-year-old Cassick went to high school at North Central and attended Butler University, where he studied political science. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.